This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS. Be an original. Visit Cadillac.gm.ca.
The opposition parties have been calling for one. The central players have been calling for one. Now the federal government has agreed that there should be a public inquiry into the Mulroney-Schreiber affair. Today, Stephen Harper announced that a public inquiry into the former prime minister's financial dealings with the German-Canadian businessman will be held. In addition to this, today the RCMP announced they're reviewing new allegations by Karl-Heinz Schreiber involving Mulroney. The announcement by Stephen Harper marks the latest evolution in the prime minister's thinking on this issue. Just a week and a half ago, Stephen Harper firmly rejected opposition calls for a public inquiry. Here he is, speaking in Halifax on November the 2nd.
Well, if I can just say, I think this call by the Liberal Party is really extraordinarily dangerous. Do they really want to say that I, as prime minister, should have a free hand to launch inquiries against my predecessors? I think this suggestion that a government would use its authority not to allow, you know, the authorities to investigate as they see appropriate, but to launch politically driven inquiries into its political opponents is extremely dangerous. And as you know, Mr. Mulroney got paid $2 million. Unfortunately, paid by the taxpayers of Canada because of allegations that the previous Liberal government did just that.
Okay, that was November 2nd. And then last Friday, a week later, the Prime Minister was forced to reevaluate the situation after Karl-Heinz Schreiber filed an affidavit in court. Here is Stephen Harper speaking to reporters on November 9th, outlining his response to the allegations in the affidavit.
I'm not sure how to proceed with them, given that things are already before the courts. I'm not sure how or if these impact in any way upon a settlement between Mr. Mulroney and the previous government. That's why I think the appropriate thing to do is an independent and impartial view on how to proceed. And I'm just not sure what that is. I know that I don't feel qualified to make that judgment myself. We need to find someone, I think, then. Preferably quickly, we need to find someone who has expertise, who would be impartial, whose opinion would be respected. And that's what we'll be looking to do as quickly as we can.
All right, that was November 9th. But now what the Prime Minister wants to hear from the third-party investigator is not exactly if an inquiry should take place, but rather how. Here is Stephen Harper describing this new direction today during question period.
Mr. Speaker, last week I announced that as a result of a sworn affidavit that's been filed in court, the government announced it would appoint an independent third party to advise the government on how to proceed with such allegations. Mr. Speaker, to make clear what we will be doing, we will be asking that independent third party, who we will be naming very shortly, to provide us with the terms of reference for a full public inquiry, as well as any other course of action that that independent party deems appropriate.
For the record, that was Prime Minister Stephen Harper speaking during question period earlier today. Well, for reaction to today's announcement, we've reached Norman Spector, Brian Mulroney's chief of staff from 1990 to 1992. He's in Victoria, B.C.
Mr. Spector, there's obviously a lot of developments today. First of all, maybe your quick reaction to Stephen Harper's announcement of now a full investigation into the Schreiber affair.
Well, an issue that's been dead for 4 years since 2003 with the first revelations of the cash payments has come back to life in the last 2 weeks, and Mr. Harper has been forced to respond. I think what we're missing in the announcement is a hint in his first question and more clear in his press release that the independent third party will also be examining the question whether there's any prima facie evidence of criminal activity, and if there is, how that should affect the timing and the terms of reference of a public inquiry. So I think we're getting one step ahead of ourselves in terms of a public inquiry, which in my view is the proper thing to do.
Now, it was also today the RCMP have said that they are reviewing the $300,000, whether or not it was received by Brian Mulroney while he was still in office. If there is a police probe, how does that change things or affect that inquiry that Stephen Harper wants to have?
Well, that's a very good question, because that relates, too, to the question of sequencing of criminal investigations relative to public inquiries. And the RCMP, I suppose, had no choice but to announce the opening of an investigation, because there were, in the last round of the Fifth Estate and the Globe, some disquieting revelations. I think the question that somebody should still ask the RCMP is whether they knew about the cash payments when they shut down the last investigation. Mr. Mulroney's spokesperson say they did. I've yet to hear an RCMP agent affirm that clearly. I don't believe they did know about the cash payments.
But we have a situation where Alan Rock apologized and we gave $2.1 million as a settlement to Brian Mulroney. You think that there's things that they knew at that time that they just ignored?
No, I'm talking about the RCMP investigation that continued after Alan Rock made the settlement.
All right.
It continued for a year or two until the RCMP folded its cards.
Mr. Mulroney himself last night said he wanted this full public inquiry. Do you think that's because he knows at this point that there is no new information that Karl-Heinz Schreiber has? There's nothing more that can come out that can incriminate him?
No, I think what's common to all the people who've been demanding a public inquiry, and a public inquiry sounds very good, what's common to them is that none of them really wants the questions that have been hanging over this issue since 2003 answered. I mean, if Mr. Mulroney wanted to answer the questions, he would answer them. Mr. Schreiber doesn't want to answer the questions. He's looking to delay to avoid extradition. The opposition parties aren't interested in answers to these questions, or they would have been asking about it for the last 4 years. They're interested in inflicting as much damage on the government as they can. That's what opposition parties do. So they're looking to do to the conservatives what the Gomery Commission did to the liberals. So none of these parties is really interested in a public inquiry. And my own view is that this public inquiry is going to bog down in legal challenges. I see, as I read Mr. Mulroney's statement, his real objective is twofold. One is to put the media on trial, and therefore I think it's going to lead to constitutional challenges with respect to freedom of the press. And secondly, he's doing Mr. Schreiber a favor by buying time. And it's inconceivable now that Mr. Schreiber will be extradited while this process is going on.
But Mr. Schreiber has said on this program and elsewhere that he has a lot of aces he wants to play if he gets to testify under oath. He believes that there are many more people to be implicated. $20 million was spent on commissions. $10 million of that was in this country. How wide a pool of people might be implicated in this?
Well, I think it could be very, very wide, and I personally don't think it would be confined to conservatives, because the project was extant after the conservatives left power, and you don't hire conservative lobbyists when liberals are in power. So that may be part of the agenda, but I think what we're going to see here is the reforming of the Mulroney-Schreiber alliance. As we all know, Mr. Schreiber's version of events has shifted over time from supporting Mr. Mulroney's story to disagreeing with it. But I think now Mr. Mulroney has really done Mr. Schreiber a great service. Mr. Schreiber, the minute a public inquiry gets set up, and particularly if it bogs down, Mr. Schreiber is the biggest winner of this whole process.
But you're saying that they both have a vested interest in having this happen?
They both have an interest in Mr. Mulroney has an interest in not answering the questions. If he wanted to answer the questions, he would answer the questions. There's nothing stopping him from answering the questions. And I suppose I should, you know, in fairness to your listeners, they should know that I'm the former chief of staff who does not appear in his memoirs in the list of former chiefs of staff. I've been troubled about these issues since I gave my first sworn statement to the RCMP in 1995, and I contributed a chapter to Bill Kaplan's book. on the Airbus matter. And so I think your listeners should probably know that.
Mm-hmm. But I just you do know what Brian Mulroney's role has been in these things because of that. I'm just wondering, on Friday we heard the Prime Minister advise his cabinet to cut off its dealings with Brian Mulroney. And today it was raised in the House of Commons that what kinds of dealings does Brian Mulroney have with this government? If he's an unregistered, registered lobbyist, is he actually lobbying the government? What is his relationship with this present government?
Well, I suspect he's an elder statesman, and I would suspect that Mr. Harper looks for advice from him, particularly on Quebec matters. That's been one of Mr. Harper's mistakes. I mean, that's one of the reasons this issue came back to life after being dead for 4 years. And in a sense, you have to sympathize with Mr. Harper, because he probably thought the issue was dead. Everybody else in the country thought it was dead up till 2 weeks ago. And he made the judgment that there was no downside to forming a relationship with Brian Mulroney. It's the same.
And so how surprised do you think he was when he saw in Karl-Heinz Schreiber's affidavit his name there? Do you think that's what jolted him into calling this inquiry?
No, I think what jolted him is that the pressure began to build. People began talking about this issue. And it had a real liability, a potential liability for the Conservative government.
To be seen to be defending
Brian Mulroney.
But do you think they've discussed it in the terms that you're describing here? Is that they've realized that we have a perfect out? We can just put all this together. Everyone appears to get what they want from it, but nothing comes of it, except the taxpayers spend a lot of money on an inquiry.
Well, I think that was pretty clear in the Prime Minister's answers and question period. I mean, he said that these events took place 15 years ago, and the settlement of $2.1 million was signed 10 years ago, so they're going to try to distance themselves from the previous Conservative government. The Liberals are going to try to say it's the same old gang. The one saving grace in all this, in my view, is that the Prime Minister at least preserved the notion that this independent third party, and the key is going to be who this person is. I mean, just think of when John Manley was appointed to this Afghanistan commission. I mean, heads nodded across the country. This is a person of stature and integrity. And I think if the first consideration is, will we see the similar kind of person appointed here? And secondly, what kinds of powers will that person have to determine whether there is any prima facie evidence of criminal activity that could affect the timing and the mandate of a public inquiry?
Mr. Spector, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome.
Bye-bye.
Norman Spector, who we reached in Victoria, B.C., is a former chief of staff for Brian Mulroney. He served from 1990 to 1992.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.